From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The United States Senate got back to work today after a month-long summer recess. Lawmakers immediately tackled one of the 13 unfinished spending bills they must finish if the government is to keep operating after October 1st. With the budget deficit soaring and the cost of operations in Iraq mounting, Republicans are trying to keep a tight lid on domestic spending. Democrats accuse the administration of reneging on its commitments. From Capitol Hill, NPR's David Wellner reports that Iraq, energy, and prescription drugs will likely dominate the first weeks of fall.
This is what's known on Capitol Hill as the spending season. It's when Congress has to decide how much to loosen the Treasury's purse strings over the next year. This year, lawmakers dealt first with the spending bills they typically leave for last, those related to national defense. So now comes the hard part, funding domestic programs with a Bush administration budget that leaves very little for new spending. Today, the Senate began debate on funding programs related to labor, health, and human services. Iowa Democrat Tom Hart pointed out the spending requested for President Bush's No Child Left Behind education reform bill next year falls far short of what was promised by Congress.
Well, the president was very eager to sign the bill and to get the mandates, but when it came time to get the money out, the president shortchanged it by $6 billion.
The Republican who chairs the panel that set the funding level for No Child Left Behind was clearly unhappy as well. But that Republican, Pennsylvania's Arlen Specter, defended the administration's request.
It would have always been desirable to have more funding on education, but just because the appropriations is not up to the authorization level does not mean that there has been a dereliction by the Bush administration.
What this spending battle really comes down to, says Brown University political scientist Darrell West, is a set of policy choices made by the Bush administration that leave little maneuvering room for Congress.
Domestic policy spending is really getting squeezed right now between the tax cut on the one hand and all of the money that's going into Iraq and Afghanistan on the other. It doesn't leave hardly any money for education or health care or many of the other issues that people care about.
One of the issues people started caring about much more after the big August blackout was the reliability of the nation's electrical grid. The House, which comes back tomorrow, holds hearings this week on the causes of outages and possible cures. And while Republicans believe the electricity scare will also revitalize a massive energy bill backed by the White House, Michigan's John Dingell, who's the top Democrat on the House Energy and Commerce Committee, says it would be better to deal with electricity reliability in a separate bill.
As my old dad said, kill the closest snake first. And what I'm saying is, let us address then the problem of reliability.
But Ken Johnson, who's the spokesman for the Republican chair of the Energy and Commerce Committee, Billy Tozan, says a fix for the electrical transmission system will have to be part of the larger energy bill.
We cannot meet America's future energy needs by addressing our problems in a piecemeal fashion. Chairman Tozan has promised President Bush that we will pass a comprehensive energy bill, which includes mandatory reliability standards, in a matter of weeks.
Others, though, including Brown's Darrell West, are more skeptical about how quickly lawmakers can produce viable legislation this fall, including a compromise on a prescription drug benefit.
Congress faces a very crowded agenda right now of unresolved issues, and we're into the silly season of elections, and no one has many incentives to produce legislative agreements that will make anybody look good.
And as next year's elections draw closer, what has already been a highly partisan Congress is likely to become even more so. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.